Welcome to Patty Gator Presents. We are live poolside. Cabana Boy just brought me a cocktail.
We are.
Midget with the telephone just came by with in case
you're...
We are at the Lamplighter down in Shrewsbury at the humble abode of one Brennan Powers.
There we are.
And that's what's happening right now.
Soaking up some rays. This is truly the way to do it.
We've
had quite the day.
We're thinking of moving into, you know, the guest room indefinitely.
We're thinking about it. I think we
are. Pat brought enough clothes for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Mostly dirty, but, you know.
I'm backpacking through New England.
Yeah. We're doing the Central Mass tour.
The Central Mass leg.
We have a
tour of New England.
Might touch upon, you know, Worcester.
Maybe. See, I don't like to go that far.
Nah, maybe Amherst.
We'll see. Perhaps. Anyway, before we get too into the podcast, what are we drinking tonight?
Oh, you know, I might have to check the bottle, which is out of my reach. I believe it's Ithaca Brewing Company.
Ithaca Brewing Company, yes.
I believe it's Alfalfa.
That sounds familiar. I don't, you know, you got the bottle in your hand.
Oh, Excelsior with an exclamation point.
Oh.
And they have it all written out how you're supposed to pronounce it. Excelsior. Ever upward, still higher, more lofty, more elevated.
Okay, sounds good.
It's a double honey bitter. Double organic, honey bitter, really. Upstate New York.
That's a completely made-up style, by the way.
Yeah, well, yeah. It does have pure Cayuga lake water and American yeast.
Okay, so far so good.
New York State-grown Cascade hops, local alfalfa honey... Organic barley malt. It's
Well, that's pretty cool, you know, local, organic, the whole deal.
Yeah, well, really not local to here, but local.
Local.
Yeah.
Local to somebody. Upstate New York's pretty close.
Yeah, I think it's a nice place. They have a DP Dough there. Were you aware of that?
I did not know they have a DP Dough.
I was there once.
Really?
Yeah. Weird Shrewsbury connection, since we're in Shrewsbury, I guess
well,
I should talk
well.
About how
if,
they're...
If we're ever going to talk about a weird Shrewsbury connection.
Yeah, it's the center of the universe, but our buddy Evil Tim, his brother went to Ithaca. Which is a whole another, the trip up there is a whole another story, but, we're hanging out and he's like, oh, we're gonna go over to my buddy Rob's house. I'm like, all right, we'll go hang out with Rob, whatever. Walk in. It's this kid from Shrewsbury. We'll call him Rob G, but he happens to be best friends with, Tim's brother.
Weird.
They go way back.
Go figure.
Didn't know me. I think that was the first time I met Tim's brother, actually. And I was like, Rob,
hey, what are you doing
fancy,
here?
Fancy meeting you here. It's awkward, but...
What an odd place to meet a kid I've known forever.
There's other details to the story that aren't exactly appropriate, but we did watch Buffalo 66, which I thought was apropos.
Reasonable.
Us being nowhere near Buffalo, but in Ithaca.
Reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My cars, they shift themselves. No?
No.
Maybe you never seen the movie?
No. What is that?
Buffalo 66 was, now I'm going to blank on the entire plot. Christina Ricci's in it, and,
I'm going to need a little more information.
What's his face? Is it Gus Van Sant? No, he's a director. What's the guy? He might have directed that. He's in that other movie.
Oh. No, it's still not.
You know the one, the movie?
Right. Of course, how could I forget?
It basically takes place in Buffalo, and he kidnaps this girl, sort of. It's like an awkward kidnapping.
What does he?
And brings him home to his parents in Buffalo.
Okay.
And it's kind of during, I think it's set during or shortly after The Shank, if you're familiar with the Buffalo Bills. Wide right, if I'm not mistaken. But he meets his parents, he meets the family. And that's kind of it.
Sounds great. I'll check that out sometime.
It's Buffalo 66.
Good film.
Yeah, it's not terrible. It's not great. It's not terrible.
Okay.
Wish I could remember the guy's name. Yeah, beer is pretty good, though. It's
definitely, you know...
Nice and hazy light.
Yeah, very, very unfiltered.
It's got some... Yeah, I was going to say, it's got some things floating.
Yeah.
That should be there.
Nice little honey flavor, though. Not, plenty of hops for a beer.
Yeah.
They didn't say... What did they say? Double bitter?
Honey bitter.
Honey bitter.
You can taste the aftertaste as the honey. It's nice.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Nice stuff, though. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, they actually had it on tap down at where we started the day today in Boston at Deep Elm in Austin.
Started, had lunch at Deep Elm. Had some tasty beer there, too.
I think they had this on tap.
I didn't see it.
Maybe in a bottle. Maybe it was just a bottle. Yeah.
Did have some Stone 13th Anniversary on tap today.
Which was pretty tasty.
Poppy Red Ale.
Yeah. What did I have?
What's one of my favorite styles? You had the Hebrew Genesis.
Yeah, the Schmaltz. No, Schmaltz. Is Schmaltz Hebrew?
Genesis?
No, it was... I'm very good. My memory is awesome. It's top-notch,
yeah,
as you
go.
Can tell.
It's not like we're trying to do a show here or anything.
Yeah. To check my notes.
Good.
Unfortunately,
they were in your pocket when you jumped off the diving board.
Yeah. Yeah, they're in... Yeah, about that. It was Schmaltz. From New York also, I believe.
Yeah.
That's the same Hebrew people?
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah. It was a delicious beverage, good. Regardless of what it might have officially been called.
It's had some BrewDog Punk IPA. It's pretty rocking stuff.
Yeah.
This late, crisp IPA from Scotland.
Our associate, Mr. Powers.
Who?
He's here.
Has a Canadian club in Ginger, is it?
Good. This would be a one Crown Royal. Please.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Yeah, it's Crown Royal.
This is a Crown Royal. Please don't belittle me like that, gentlemen.
All right, go sit in your seat.
I'll be your fact checker.
Stack boy, get on top of that. Who's in Buffalo 66?
Give me a second.
All right,
we'll get back to you on that. Yeah.
Anyway, it's a lovely afternoon here by the pool.
Yeah, if only that tree would disappear.
One tree, I would like to knock.
Brennan's neighbor, if you're listening. Just cut down that one in the middle. It would be perfect.
If it wasn't for that, we'd be in business.
Yeah. I would be more sunburned than I am from Maine.
This is new for me, podcasting shirtless. Usually podcasting pantsless.
I have my shirt on. I feel a little overdressed.
Pat
is wearing a hat and flip-flop for some reason.
I don't want to injure the bottom of my feet or the top of my head.
It's a reasonable thing.
Thank you.
You're going to have the best 30 style microphone tan line, though.
That's true.
It's going to be great. Can't wait for that.
I'll get the microphone wire draped around my gut right
now. Yeah, that'll be good.
What do you got, Brennan?
Got Buffalo 66 for you.
Yeah?
We got Vincent Gallo.
Gallo. That's the guy.
Vincent Gallo.
Christina Ricci. There would also be one Ben Gazzara. I don't know who that is. One Mickey Rourke. Back from his boxing career. Roseanne Arquette. Kajoka Houston. Wow, there's a lot of people in this movie.
That's an all-star cast.
It is. Kevin Pollak.
It's better than I remember.
Kevin Pollak does an amazing Christopher Walken impression, in case no one has ever heard
it.
Yeah.
It is wonderful. Let me know if you need anything else.
That's good.
If you got a second microphone, that'd be helpful.
Good.
Yeah.
Just pass it around. Is there anything else you can pass around?
Wow.
Herpes?
About that.
I'm all over it. I got you covered.
That's why Pat isn't sharing his microphone.
Yeah, that's why I'm sequestered over here on the other side of the pool. I'm over in the deep end.
You put him out on a raft.
Yeah.
Told him not to touch anything.
Yeah, that's a good place for me.
Yeah.
Is everything okay here?
I'm just going to belch and turn the mic off.
Yeah. you made a face, and I thought something went horribly wrong.
It was either belch or vomit on the microphone. I just didn't either.
I don't know which one's cooler.
Yeah. Which one sounds better, actually?
Vomit.
Yeah.
Vomit, definitely. Vomit's always a crowd pleaser.
So, yeah, we hung out in the pool.
We went to the pool today.
It was,
We were just saying, I haven't showered in 4 days, but I've been in two different lakes and a pool. So,
yeah.
I think I'm good.
Yeah, the natural springs were better, but the pool chlorine really killed those germs.
Absolutely.
Is what it came down to.
There were a lot more microorganisms living on me before this afternoon.
No. Good and the bad. They're all dead.
They're all dead.
No, gone. Gone. Gone forever.
Gotta move on.
I have the sun just burning my face, by the way.
You have sunglasses.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Put those on.
Gotta be prepared, Gator.
Unless somebody stole them and I don't know where they put them. Look in your direction, Pat.
This is great radio, by the way.
I'll never find those. Alright, Pat. Fondest pool memory, go.
Fondest pool memory all time or today?
Today we can start with today. I assume it was all time because I was here, but you know.
Fair enough. Fondest pool memory of the day was when the sun beat through those two trees right onto the deep end. I was floating on my noodle and feeling a little buzz.
There's a pool toy, by the way, is noodle.
No, my noodle.
No, different.
Different. We're talking about different things. No, but, you know, just basking in the glory that is Shrewsbury, Mass. I don't get to do that very often.
I enjoyed picking the June bugs out of the pool. Not going to lie to you.
Getting the skimmer out?
Yeah, skimming's fun. Watching Brennan skim, actually, was enjoyable.
That's good. That's
awkward. No?
Absolutely awful. Yeah.
With his noodle? No? Different? No? Too soon?
Can't skim with a noodle, Gator.
So, interesting development on the computer side.
What do you got, Brennan?
Brennan's got some before us.
Tron Legacy, in case anyone hasn't seen the 1980s hit with the state-of-the-art special effects. They're coming out with a new Tron with Jeff Bridges. I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer for it yet.
I've heard such things.
Oh, yeah. It looks ridiculous. They played at a Comic-Con, which I was not attending. Because I don't like comics, I guess.
How did you not go to Comic-Con?
I've been to, I haven't done Comic-Con, I've been to...
Of all the people who go to Comic-Con,
yeah,
Brennan.
You're my bet.
I guess I lost the pool. I mean, I was an over-under on that,
Sorry to disappoint, fellas. I've been to E3, the video game expo.
Yeah.
Which is quite the festival of nerds, I suppose.
Slightly cooler than Comic-Con.
It's pretty cool, actually.
It's like Hanukkah, but instead of lights, it's nerds, and it's only 2 days.
Exactly. No candles.
No candles whatsoever.
No presents.
They don't let them play with fire.
No. No presents either. Just a lot of hot girls, like the girls at the booths. Nintendo, I'm pretty sure their requirement was to be blonde, 18, under 5'5", and be able to wear a tennis skirt. And you know what? They pulled it off. They pulled it off.
That's good.
The execution was incredible.
Well done, sirs.
Yeah. Good dismount.
Check one.
Dismount was lovely.
Number one, be hot. Two, be 18.
Look like Chun-Li.
Yeah.
Or Sonya Blade. Either way.
Either way, you name it.
Sonya Blade.
Good video game talk.
Well, yeah.
There's a lot of wilderness noise out there.
Yeah.
Not really. Caw-caw! We're on a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, well.
Are we?
There's cul-de-sacs somewhere. There's a cul-de-sac within walking distance. Well, it's my favorite French neighborhood word, I guess. No,
I have to say one weird thing about this neighborhood, though, is growing up, we used to get moose.
No.
Moose.
Shenanigans.
Moose. Yeah. And coyotes. You get a lot of coyotes. And, the area is named Fox Farm Estates, and you used to see foxes running around all the time.
Really?
Yeah. It's an exciting, exciting childhood, let me tell you. I think the funniest thing, though,
is... You can't see me when I'm putting my fingers up by my head.
There used to be a farm right next to us, and with cows and whatever, and the cows would get loose. So either you'd be driving down...
Stampede!
Yeah, no, exactly. So you'd be driving down the road to school in the morning. I remember, and there's a huge cow up in our neighbor's yard. Which is pretty absurd. Or you'd see, like, tractors and guys with pitchforks chasing the cow down the street.
Back in the barn,
there's
Jesse.
Mostly vampires and pitchforks and Frankenstein.
Usually.
And Frankenstein's
angry
monster.
Mobs. A lot of angry mobs around Foxborough. Lots
of angry mobs, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Irene, I was in Shrewsbury for about 10 minutes yesterday because Irene left her phone at her house because she actually drove from a party at her friend's house in Danvers to Shrewsbury to let her dogs out. That answers that question, by the way.
Yeah.
And then, basically, she stayed the night there.
Fucking idiot.
Because her parents were in New York. And then she left in the morning because she had... She's trying to get a new roommate for her house.
Right.
If anybody's looking for a place to live.
Interviews.
Yeah. But she had to be back at, like, 1, so she left. She realized she forgot her phone, like, a third of the way, but she's like, I can't make it back and
this
go back and get
is.
The first interview.
Yeah.
Granted, the first person was like 2 hours late, so she could have finally made it, but she gives me a call later that day because I had the day off. Well, actually, no, it was Sunday. Most Americans
doing?
Had the day off.
What are you doing?
I was like, oh, I'll go back with you.
I'd love to go to Shrewsbury.
So we drove basically back. She's searching for her phone everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's outside on the porch on a chair.
Reasonable place.
She's inside, like, throwing the place apart. And then we left, essentially.
Nice. And went good, to see good trip to the
but,
old country, yeah.
But the point of my story is that on the way down we saw two turkeys in this random yard off the side of the road. And I was thinking, I don't think I've seen as many turkeys as I have, like, the last 4 months than I have seen in my entire life.
So I've seen a lot of turkeys lately.
We saw, like, the one in Brighton on the website. You can check out that photo.
Yeah.
But we also...
My parents' place in Scituate, there was one...
Which seems really weird because you're on the water.
On the water.
They're not waterfowl, exactly.
No, not
quite. It's not a goose, you know, it's not a...
There was one pooping on the bow of my brother's boat.
Wait, were the seas pooping or was the turkey pooping?
Mostly turkey pooping.
Yeah, but the seas, not so much.
The seas were not pooping.
Pooping on the poop deck, was he?
Not
seems
even,
appropriate.
That would be reasonable.
Yeah.
I could defend that. I was like, okay, you got confused.
You saw the sign.
This is referred to as the poop deck. But no, you're right on the bow.
Yeah.
Right by the bow leg.
You put your head down on the bow there. Yeah. It was knees on the ground.
That was an odd thing to walk out my front door and see. It's a turkey pooping on the boat.
Yeah, well, there were two turkeys just hanging out in this yard in Shrewsbury, Central Mass, you know, whatever.
I figure.
Just hanging out, having a good time.
Turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a couple, you know, on my tour of New England this weekend. Most of which was 93.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of them were...
Most of which was from a Concord coach bus.
Yeah, a lot of pieces of turkeys.
Yeah, a lot of those.
A lot of feathers.
There is some roadkill on 93 up in New Hampshire that is absolutely unidentifiable.
Yeah.
It's like a grease spot with a snout, and I'm like, what could that possibly be? It doesn't make any sense.
No.
By the way, that wildlife, those are our neighbors.
Yeah, the way you hear in the background there.
Yep.
I don't know if they kids here listening at home would hear that, but...
Yeah, it's a very rustic feel to the podcast tonight. Yeah.
Should make, like, owl noises.
Woohoo!
Caw-caw! Make old school spaceship noises.
That's enough.
That's not it.
Oh, sun went down.
Sun did go
behind down. That cloud indoor tree. Ball guess I can take the sunglasses off.
No, I think you still need them.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Some awkward photos on your brother's laptop screensaver. Talk about those for a second.
It's so awkward there. Yeah, we're using a...
Mostly I see fingerprints and dust, but without the glare.
Nah, nothing too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a lot of really hot friends.
He does, apparently.
Yeah.
This is my youngest brother.
Young, underage girls.
Oh, no, he's 19. Actually, most of his friends are older than him.
There you go.
They're all very, very attractive.
Standard
I like his style.
Yeah. Well done, Michael. Well done.
Way to hang out with the underage or the younger than you girls.
Now, if those pictures were naked girls, I'd be very impressed.
Very impressed.
And a very, very proud big brother, but so far he's on his way, so.
B minus, Michael. B minus.
Well played, sir. But you have room for improvement. We did see him earlier today on the ride home. Hoping him to hawk some popcorn,
yeah, what was
kettle
he doing?
Corn.
Peddling popcorn?
Kettle corn, man. What's the name of that company?
The best in the country, allegedly. Lala Java.
Lala Java.
Lala Java. Send us some goddamn popcorn.
Well, they do. I'm going to try to hit a wasp with a microphone here. Wait, bear with me.
Okay.
If you hear lightsaber sounds, that's what's going
clear.
On. I think we're good.
I think we're clear.
All right.
Here we are. Living it up. Living the summer. We're enjoying our summer, is what we're doing here on Pat and Gator Presents.
Yes. Yes, we are. And getting eaten by mosquitoes.
Yeah. We've had semi-infrequent posts. We realize on this show, not quite the serial episodes we had back in the day.
It's actually it's ironic that we did more posts while Pat was in DC and we were on the phone talking to one another.
In now DC that, and gamefully employed.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that Pat's unemployed and
I'm
in the same
available.
State,
yeah.
He doesn't.
I'm not available anymore.
He's not easily something.
Not easily reached.
Not easily
no,
reached.
No, I don't own a car. I live in a cell phone dead zone.
Yeah, that's a problem, man.
And I, scraping by on all the cans and bottles I can redeem. Doesn't really bode well for podcasts.
This trip to Michigan is coming up for the 10-cent returns.
Yeah, I'm going to pull that caper.
Yeah, it's hitchhiking with
With my giant backpack that I've been walking around New England with.
Full of cans.
Mostly cans. Yeah, it's all filled with cans and bottles. I'm going to redeem them once I get to
Michigan.
To Michigan.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. What's happening? Just don't make the mistake of buying more booze while you're there, because that won't help you out.
What was the whole point of this caper? Yeah.
You can get them in Maine where there's no deposit.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So we talk about AC/DC? Is that...
I feel like we've got... We went to AC/DC.
Do we get a post-mortem on AC/DC?
We have some AC/DC audio that we need to discuss. I think that's a podcast unto itself.
Yeah. Well, we got the first half of it, which you'll hear about.
Yeah.
Second half,
You'll have to fill me in, Gator.
I'll tell everybody, including Pat, what happened.
Yeah. I think we'll tease that.
Yeah.
Because we have some really good audio from the actual trip to AC/DC.
Yeah,
we played a number of shenanigans.
We get a couple guests. This is our unofficially, I guess, our second.
You'll be hearing this first. Second mobile podcast.
Second mobile podcast on location.
Hopefully, it's more successful than our first mobile
podcast. Hopefully. Fingers crossed. No guarantees.
Because this is our first digital mobile podcast. We went analog the first time.
This is also mono right now, but.
Yeah, also mono.
Some wildlife in Brendan's yard.
Apparently.
Appears to be a small dog.
What kind of dog is that?
Shih Tzu.
Of course it's.
Yeah. It's a Shih Tzu. It's either Holly or Ivy. I think Holly. Hey Holly.
No interest in
Hey Ivy.
Whatsoever.
Ivy.
No interest.
She didn't even turn. It must be Holly. Holly.
Nothing.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope. Dog can't make it up the stairs, and you're just gonna sit there for the rest of its life.
Oh, poor bastard.
Until it figures out how to go around the house and up the hill, and into the front door.
Anyway.
Yeah, moving on.
Sorry, we got sucked into staring at the dog there.
Yeah, a little awkward.
It happens. I had quite the ride over here, for me at least. I was in the back seat. These two Jagoffs were flying.
Shotgun!
Flying down the Mass Pike with the windows down, AC blasting.
Moonroof open.
I still can't hear anything. I was like in a wind vortex.
The perfect storm.
Yeah.
Was the window to your left not open? Because that would be really awkward. You
have
to one ear.
That could have been worse, actually. Yeah. I guess I dodged a bullet on that one.
Pat was holding several rolls of paper towel on for dear life.
Because they happened to be in the only other thing in the back seat.
Yeah.
So, my giant bag of gear.
In cans, mostly.
Mostly cans.
Yeah. It's a good ride down. A lot of stupid drivers, but, you know, it's hard to avoid in Massachusetts.
Go figure.
Yeah.
Speaking of stupid people.
Yeah.
I saw a good one up at the lake this week. I was up at I spent a day at Winnipesaukee. And the Jagoffs up there, they really outnumber all the responsible boaters like us, obviously.
Sure, yeah.
Obviously, yeah. But there was one guy took the cake. He was, no joke, 30 feet out of the channel. Right in the middle of the channel. He said to himself, "Hey, this is a good place to go tubing."
This isn't high traffic.
Yeah. So he's in his powerboat. He throws the tube off the back. Throws the 7-year-old. Throws the 5-year-old. Little Joey and little Susie right into the water.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to go tubing right in the middle of all the friggin' traffic. Everyone's zipping by as they go through the channel, running right through.
Sure, yeah.
And they're just sitting there bouncing up and down. And he's in the boat by himself. So even if he got the thing going and he was pulling Joey and Susie on the tube.
He can't see where they're going.
Yeah, he can't see me, but he's looking behind him the whole time. Like, hey, Joey fell off.
Somewhere.
I better circle back around.
Yeah, yeah.
But the best part was, it turns out the 7-year-old made it to the tube. 5-year-old is just bobbing in the wake because everyone is getting out of the channel and zipping by him.
Yep.
And, turns out he didn't tie off that stern line with the tube on it. So the tube is just floating. He's trying to throw another line to the kids.
Who's 7.
Who, in their life jackets, terrified.
Tie that off. Yeah. A double knot, something
exactly.
Around.
Exactly. Yeah, like the things... The list of things this guy was doing wrong was perfect.
We went to Maine.
It was Maine.
It was alright. It rained all day on Friday, I think we went up. So we started drinking about 11:30.
And that was it.
Yeah, pretty much. Then
we
went to bed.
Around midnight.
Then around 2-ish, went to bed. Had to be out at 10 because the rental that Brennan's parents had needed to be turned over to the...
So you have to hand the keys off.
Pretty much, yeah. So, yeah, so I had to be out of there. Went to the beach. Beach was beautiful. It's nice. Fantastic.
Good stuff.
And
I love the beach up in Maine.
Beach is great.
It's freezing. I love the beach.
I got awkwardly burned in several places.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that always happens. Like, that's the first sunburn of the year for me, as always. I've missed a spot for sunscreen. So it's just like, you know, a strip down the left side of my torso, or like...
I think I was pretty vigilant with the sunscreen.
However,
I'm not sure if it was waterproof or not.
That's also an issue.
I guess I could have missed some places, but like, I'm looking where I'm burned right now, and like, I have a burn on my knee, but only the right half of my knee, and only like, I don't know, 6 inches from my kneecap to my quad.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's bizarre.
Pretty sure I hit most of that knee, not just missing that place.
Yeah, that's not the spot.
Here's where things get confusing. I'm not sunburned on my back. I did my own back.
Well done, sir.
So either I'm really fucking flexible and good.
That's a feat. Or you were on your back.
Or
Sunday.
Something was wrong.
You forgot to flip all weekend. Yeah. Perhaps.
I did a lot of standing and whatnot, but you know. A lot of scalp burn, some forehead, nose burn.
It happens.
But
yeah.
Also the back of my hand is sunburned. Nothing terribly, though.
Good.
Only two of my two packs of my six-pack got burnt, which was nice.
That always helps.
Yeah.
No, you're in fairly good shape.
Yeah.
I, of course, do not leave the house without SPF 75.
Yeah,
all over my body.
Wetter in a can, mostly.
Yeah. No, I bathe in it every morning.
Yeah. It's funny though. Brennan put on the child sunscreen.
Yeah,
it's like SPF 60, but it's extra waterproof.
It's good stuff.
And it's basically like talcum powder with chalk with Elmer's glue mixed in.
Like zinc oxide.
Yeah, it's zinc. It's what you put on your nose. Yeah. You don't rinse off, but you got to rub it in. So he's got his, I believe it's his cousin's putting it on him. Just like he's like, not so hard. And she's like, I gotta rub it in.
Right.
And. He was just, like, pasty white. He didn't get burned, though. Really? Actually, no, he did kind of get burned, but... Which leads me to believe what would have happened if he had not tried to put that on.
Dear God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like me, man. I gotta cover myself in this stuff.
Yeah.
Or I'm done for.
Irene's dad burns no matter what, and doesn't tan ever, just burns, and that's it.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah. Exactly. So here comes Brennan Powers, walking down the street
Powers,
here.
Ladies and gentlemen, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Blue hive.
Yeah.
Talking about your childproof, or not childproof, but your child sunscreen is like chalk.
The concrete.
Yeah,
my cousin put in my bag.
Concrete mix.
Holy crap!
So rub some of that on. They actually had a trowel, I believe. I think she really had a trowel.
Going on with the trowel.
Yeah,
it's good.
Spackle thing.
It's like she was putting down tile and grouting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it was like.
He has weird lines all over his body from where she had to get the
lots of cuts.
Yeah, it's weird.
But the crazy thing was that stuff was amazing. I was in the sun all day long. I didn't even get burnt.
Fantastic.
It was like he said though. It was like, you know, she was like. It was like getting a bad massage.
Like
zinc oxide. You know, yeah. Like, cut it out. And we're like,
no, it hurts.
You gotta rub it in.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
So I was like, yeah.
The funniest thing is watching somebody put sunscreen on their kid because they gotta get every single part of their body. Yeah. And I remember watching, I think it was one of Brennan's cousins, or not.
It's
like,
even funnier
your cousin
if that kid's 27 years old and over 6 feet tall.
That's funnier. But if the kid's like 8, then it's even, because you're like,
especially because I'm trying to run away. I'm like, come on, Kristen,
come on. He's got a pail in one hand, a shovel. Brennan did play with a shovel all day, but he's got the kid in like a headlock, and he's got two hands, and like his two hands are big as the kid's back. And he's trying to, like, rub the kid down. He's turning him over. And he's trying to get every part of him.
Nice.
And the kid's just, like, one arm in the air. And he's like, I get under here. I'm like,
because you know the bitching you're going to hear.
The worst thing
sunburned.
Is a kid that's sunburned. He can't move. And he's just crying. And
it's bad.
I hate being sunburned. It can't be if you're 8.
The little kid trying to get him to, you know, put the sunblock on him, is it's almost like having a horse in the gates, you know? Like, he's just ready to go, so it's just, all of a sudden, you know, the sunblock is like, all right, you're good, and then just, takes off.
The Belmont Stakes, that's all magnetic stuff, too. They just, they pull a pin in it, everybody goes forward.
We have to start putting money on that, you know, as the kids get in the sunblock, and I'm taking the shorter one.
Give the over-under on that.
He's got a big head. It's going to push him forward.
Yeah. Brennan, speaking of children, had a shovel the whole time, was digging holes.
That's good stuff.
And dug essentially a grave for one of his, I don't even know, I guess he's your cousin?
No.
No? Not even related?
He's Kristen's, you know, Andy. Is it the dude Andy?
The people in the podcast don't care who he is. He's not your cousin.
He's my cousin's girlfriend. Cousin's boyfriend's kid.
So your cousin.
Soon to be cousin.
Soon to be.
Soon to be cousin.
Yeah.
Or some cousin. Some potential cousin.
Okay. Nobody cares.
Anyway.
Pretty much, yeah.
Kid's like eight, maybe. Dug a hole for him, put him in.
Head first.
Yeah. Buried him up to his neck. Put a bucket on his head. And that's pretty much how it went.
Oh, no, no. What happened was I buried him, and his little brother ran away, like was in the water or something. So we were like, all right, what we're going to do is we're going to put the bucket over your head, so when your brother comes back, we're going to scare him, you know, and like, we'll pop it off and be like, So we're like, all right, here it comes, you know, stop moving your head. Of course, little kids cannot stop moving, so all you see is the pail, you know, ringing around a little bit. Yeah, exactly. We're like, stop moving. So his little brother comes over, and we have this whole, like, one of the little girls that there was their age was like, all right, we're going to say that there's a shell under it or something. We're like, sure, go ahead.
Good story.
Great, yeah. Good. Yeah. You're going to get him. So the little kid comes over and
it was her idea.
It was her idea, yeah.
She's like, she'd done it before, actually.
Yeah. So the little kid comes over and we're like, hey, you know, there's a shell under there. And he goes, oh, yeah, and he can see it moving. And he winds up and kicks the bucket as hard as he could. So the bucket goes flying off and the other kid's head's just cocked back. It was so funny.
It was pretty hysterical.
Yeah.
It went way better than we thought. Yeah. I think a little sand on me, so. It wasn't as funny as it could have been.
That's the best case scenario.
Oh, yeah.
He gets kicked in the face.
Except when I had the kids shoveling, they were just, that's what was happening. They were flipping sand all over Gator, which is funny for me.
Also funny. So,
yeah.
I was asleep at the time. It was awkward when I woke up and was angry.
Oh, God. That's why you're sunburned, man. You fell asleep on York Beach.
I fell asleep, but we got there at like noon. I fell asleep at like 1. We were there till 7:30, though.
Didn't mean you fell asleep at like 12:01. You like hit the chair.
Well, you know. I had the sunglasses on. You couldn't tell, but I was in and out of consciousness.
Yeah. No, totally. That's when the sunburn gets bad, because you forget. You don't reapply when you're passed out.
I don't reapply when I'm awake. I don't reapply.
Exactly.
You're lucky if I apply once.
That sentence that you don't reapply.
I'm not sure it was waterproof. That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Fair enough.
It was also 15, which probably doesn't really help.
Oh, good luck with that.
Dude, the concrete was 15. The grout, man, that stuff, I'm telling you. Well, I'm going to go buy some of that. It was funny, though, because they haven't been young kids like that around in a while, so now they're there, so, like, everywhere you went, even in the shower, there was, like, the No More Tears shampoo, which I'd imagine cleaned your hair like anything else, you know?
Yeah.
But...
You should probably stop talking about little kids, you know, you'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Hopefully the court doesn't hear this conversation.
Yeah, right. No last names.
My parole officer.
No last names.
Yeah. You know, it was cool, though, at the beach. My Uncle Joe was up there. And we had all talked about it a little bit. My Uncle Joe is a big, I guess you could say, outdoorsman. Has, like, a bunch of ATVs, has, you know, like, 10 acres of land in Upton. Oh, yeah. It's great, great. But so last summer we were talking about, or the winter, whenever it was, we were talking about how it'd be cool to all buy motorcycles, like cheap motorcycles. So we went out and did it. He got an 81 Kawasaki with, like 300 miles on it.
I am.
$1,300.
Really?
We were like, bam.
All right.
Could you get three of them? Yeah, like, how many can you get for, Dude. Can you get a deal on three?
Next week for, on Gator Presents.
Motorcycle Diaries. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you guys do a podcast while you're on the road. It's just a lot of wind and bugs.
Hell's Angels.
That's the other thing about
terrible saga
up,
with Pat and Gator.
Yeah, right. But being up by Winnipesaukee, it's all the old, like, Hell's Angels biker stops, but they don't really, they either don't exist anymore, or they don't do their, like, family fun mini golf resorts.
Yeah. they're no longer Hell's Angels affiliates. They're, like, Happy Angels affiliates.
Yeah, exactly. They have, like, the Harley Davidson thing outside, and, like, the old school sign that says like Road Hogs, like whatever.
It's like
mini golf.
It's like if the gin mill turned into like a Six Flags or something. Yeah.
Exactly. Gin mill in Pelham, Mass.
There's a gin mill
on Route 9.
Yeah, right on Route 9.
Okay.
The awkward Route 9 into whatever. It's like the non-Route 9, Route 9.
You know what that is?
I don't even have any idea.
I don't even know, man.
Red Sox are playing. What's today?
Recording this on the 3rd of August.
They're playing tomorrow.
Okay, so they are off.
They are.
I told you so.
Yeah. Tropicana Field.
Victor Martinez, huh?
Victor Martinez.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I think it's a good pickup.
I think it's a good pickup when Veritek.
I think it's a good pickup.
I think, I mean, he's better. When Veritek retires next year.
Wow, that's not
2 years. No, well, you don't think
He's not, like, the catcher of the future. But he's a good utility guy. He can play first base. He can DH.
Just picked up LaRoche, though. I mean, he catches and he plays first base and he DHs. LaRoche
doesn't do much.
Plays first base and he DHs.
Yeah.
He might as well catch. I don't know why they picked him up. Because he's a young guy. Victor Martinez is 26-ish, right?
He's versatile. Like, he can catch. And the problem is, like, we have Lowell. Lowell's got a bad hip now. So if Lowell goes out, you've got to go over the third. We can put Victor in first, you know. Who knows what's going on?
If you need
the spot, pinch hit Martinez in late innings.
Third baseman is what they need.
Yeah. Well, now we have a shortstop, thanks to Jed Lowry. So.
Yeah.
I like Jed.
Except he's batting 100.
Yeah, he just came back.
112. So I think he's 112 officially.
Wrist injury is tough to get back.
But we got rid of Lugo anyway, so.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, no kidding.
Although he hit like a grand slam and 12 RBIs in his first day back.
Welcome to the Renteria corollary.
I was just saying, I wish there was a stat about people who got traded and how they did on their first day or first 3 days at a new team.
Former Met, now good.
Former Met, yeah, exactly. Yeah. that's the exact
Hopefully Martinez can get his bat up, though, because our offense is pretty terrible right now.
Yeah. So. I mean, everybody had hits the last three games.
How do you think Martinez will do? Do you think you're going to have him in there trying to catch Wake?
Doubt it.
Think he's more? I think he's more mobile than Veritek, though, no?
Well,
I mean, that's the whole thing.
Who knows? Well, that's not. Well,
I mean, I guess if you can catch it, you can.
It's not really the whole thing.
It's more hand-eye coordination.
Yeah. You really have to. It's such a unique thing, catching a knuckleball.
But I'm saying, if you can get in front of it, if you can't catch it, you can get in front of it.
Yeah, but have you ever seen Veritek try to catch it? It basically, he should be holding a cafeteria tray.
Yeah.
He should get one of those clown trampoline things.
Yeah,
he does. So,
that's about right.
That was the only saving grace for Mario Belli when we still had him. But
yeah, he was nasty at it. What a random thing to be great at. By
you know what I can catch? He was in high school and he had 7 knuckleballers on me.
Yeah,
right. What happened? Like, how do you do that? All my brothers, I have 7 brothers. They throw knuckleballs.
But that's like,
it. I just stand
all
there all at the same time. I catch them all.
People out there have like random talents like that. Aren't gonna. I mean, that gets them something. But think of someone who's like. Not good at anything, but they're a savant at the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, my cousin can do it in like 12 seconds. It's kind of absurd.
I was going to say, Gator's a savant at like 8 different things.
I'm a man of leisure, all right?
Leisure,
It was the same way, except for bocce ball.
Oh,
that's true. Bocce and...
to my own horn. Gator's good at bocce.
Gator's good at bocce. That's what I mean.
That's the whole point of this kind of... Pay attention. Please try to keep up.
I'm sorry. I've been drinking. I've been up for days.
Well, you know, we're professionals here on this show. You got to go quick with it.
I try to... I want to learn
There's at least one professional at all times on the show.
Yeah. But do you know how to... I want to learn how to actually complete a Rubik's Cube. On my break. It's the spots. You got to find the color on each side, and that's how it goes. But then there's all sorts of...
There's a method to it.
All right, so speaking of big trades, I don't know if you have spoken about this yet on another podcast, but...
go right ahead.
Rasheed Wallace. Go.
Don't like it.
What?
Don't like it.
Why?
Because he's old. He's got nothing left in the tank.
He's old.
He does.
What?
Good counterpoint. but he does. But you're wrong.
Seriously?
That's my rebuttal.
No,
he's a body. See, think about it. All right, in the last couple of years, we've always had... Like, Perkins is a good big man. Perkins is, last season we saw a huge improvement thanks to Clifford Ray and his post-game. Garnett will be back. Garnett
who did they trade for Wallace? Anybody?
They got rid of, he's
Mikey
a free agent.
Moore.
Oh.
That's the, it's an upgrade
Mikey
over
Moore
Mikey
was
Moore.
Nobody, so it's fine.
So, like, but I can see that, but I don't think it makes
didn't
you
they,
a... all that better. He's gonna need the ball. He needs the basketball. He's that kind of player.
He's an outside shooter. Like, he's way better from anyone
he's
else.
He's tall, too, right?
Big
he's 6'10"?
Outside, you know, long range.
Is he 6'10"? Yeah. Fact check boy, what do
you got? He's a maniac.
Something like that.
Yeah. He's a maniac.
But he's also a coach killer and a cancer in the locker room.
I don't think he's going to be any of that because, from what I hear, he's really good, really close with Garnett.
On that
and if
team,
we learned anything about seeing that team,
anybody, I feel like they could put any place. Like Marbury was on that team. He's a crazy person.
Marbury
played 30 games with that team.
True.
But think about how he played. He wasn't ball hogging. No.
But he did. The point that he didn't, he barely played though. He didn't have a problem with that necessarily.
Hazard of taping outside.
Yeah,
Splinter.
How did you find the one piece of wood on this concrete deck of your pool?
We'll see. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm a little worried about.
I'm gonna say he's good.
I think it was a deal. I mean, for what you had to get rid of to get it, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Why not?
I don't think they signed.
Get
him
rid of him if you don't like him. It's not like he got a multi-year.
They signed him for more than I thought he was worth. I don't remember the numbers.
They got rid of Gabe Pruitt, though, or he's a free agent, isn't he? Or they didn't re-sign or something?
Pruitt's going to turn into a good player. Pruitt needs to gain some weight. Pruitt is like 6 feet tall, about 110 pounds, coming out of the pool.
Yeah.
So.
But the thing, Rashid, he's going to be sitting down your bench, you know, like next to Scalabrine. Like... Is that a good place for him where he's not going to, you know, be a pain in the ass? I don't think
Scal will keep him in check.
Yeah, Scal will keep him. Yeah, right. Yeah. Kidding me? He'll be afraid of getting hit in the head.
Yeah, right.
he'll be doing the thing where you hit your kid brother in the head. Scal will be like, oh, God, I could die at any second now.
Yeah. Yeah.
He does have his custom headband, though. So
he'll be fine, man.
He'll be okay.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Or it'd be really funny if there was a big rivalry because Scalabrine wanted to be the tall outside shooter. And there's just bad blood.
Yeah.
Scalabrine is a fan favorite.
I think they were trying to trade. I think they were trying to trade Scal. The other was the other thing.
Yeah, well, no,
he has a big contract. They'd like to dump.
He makes $4 million a year.
Yeah, I know.
I love Scal. I know Pat has mixed feelings about Scal.
You don't like Scal?
I don't like
Scal. Fellow ginger?
I don't like Scal.
You ever heard of
him? How does your sister feel about that, Pat?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
How dare you bring my sister up to the podcast? You know, I think if Scal is the 12th man on your bench. At, you know.
How many people play again?
Yeah.
Five?
Out of 10?
Out of 12. You know. If he's the last guy off your bench, you know, at UVM, great. You know, like, at Kansas, awesome. You know, in college, yeah, they can chant for Scout and he'll come in and launch up a three at the end of the game when it's a blowout.
But the autistic kid,
yeah, exactly. That doesn't belong in the NBA. And I know he's played really well. He took over a playoff game when he was in New Jersey, and that's what made him the $4 million a year.
Yeah.
But he sucks.
Yeah, he does. Not reliable.
I rest my case.
I wouldn't say he sucks.
Well, all right, fine. Well, you just proved why Rashid Wallace is a good pickup.
Is he better than Scal?
He's better than Scal.
If you were going to dump Scal, yeah.
Is he better than Scal?
That's not the argument.
Is he worse than Scal?
You're paying him more money.
We're looking for role players.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You need one of them. And I think it's a lateral move between the two.
All right. I'll give you that.
All right. We're the adversary. We'll play it, sir.
Now we're going to go duel with white gloves.
Someone just threw down the gauntlet.
Yeah.
Well, pistols at 8:30.
Yeah, I don't know. We still have baseball, and we still have Tom Brady to watch.
Oh, boy.
And a
Michael Vick, huh?
They said that they weren't interested, but who knows how that goes.
I'd be shocked.
I don't think anybody's interested,
Big
really.
Robert? You don't think Robert Kraft is going to interested in...
He's a dog lover.
He's a dog lover, yeah.
He hates that stuff, too. He's over it. Before. Now that
he was into dog fighting?
Well, cockfighting, but it's similar.
Mostly
similar.
Cockfighting, yeah.
You think he's ever been involved in anything like the Ice-T movie? What's the movie where he hunts people?
Yeah. What was that? Perfect Game? Or
tends to be a priest in the city.
Go stat check that.
If anyone hasn't seen it, sorry for spoiling it.
Yeah, all right. That's what happened.
It's a natural game? What was that?
No. I was going to say For the Love of the Game, but I think that's a Kevin Costner movie.
I think that's a different movie.
A different movie. Oh, my bad. I don't know.
I got the answer, by the way.
Oh, what is it?
Go.
Surviving the game.
Surviving the game. That's what you do to the game.
Yes, you survive it.
Survive it.
He was pretty good at that.
Was.
Who was the bad guy,
though? He was eluding the game, I think. Might even have been a good one.
Who was hunting him?
I don't know. In my mom's home.
Was walking in that?
No.
Okay.
You should have been.
Never mind.
Are you on IMDb?
Well, I was hoping one of you would get it before, you know, by the time I figure out how to work the internet. Because the shit,
for a job?
The shit that comes up first.
Your clients get nothing done.
Love Googling stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. He was in Johnny Mnemonic, by the way.
Is he?
As J-Bone.
Wow.
He was Jack Mason in Surviving the Game. Oh, you're gonna love the crazy people.
Walk me down the line.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Gary Busey.
Ooh, of course.
Yep.
Okay, actually, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Well, didn't you love that?
I think he fills the crazy quota anyway. Have you seen him?
That's
on
plenty of
Entourage?
Crazy for anybody.
Yeah, that was mine. Well, apparently he was in a really bad accident, which led to even more craziness. It basically unlocked Pandora's crazy.
It's got holes in his brain.
Does he?
I'm sure he does.
Oh,
this other guy looks familiar, but. Is it Rutger Hauer? Is that a person?
Yeah.
That must be the other
Charles Dutton? I don't know who that is.
Charles S. Dutton, all right?
Excuse me.
Don't forget it.
Oh, that guy was the jerk boss in Batman Begins. He was fired.
Oh.
Or didn't you get the memo, that guy?
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah. Gator, look at your feet there.
Get a little peel action.
Yeah.
Gator.
I don't know about you being in my pool anymore.
Well, we're going to have to...
God, look at the bottom of your left foot.
Yeah, I know. What the hell is... Oh, that's a feather.
Ow.
Gator wilting.
Never mind.
Well, there's going to be feathers and gator hairs in your pool later. You're going to have to skim for that.
You have to skim out the gator hair.
Ugh. DNA check.
Yeah.
Film of gator. Gross. It's already all over the
soap. Gross.
Yeah, gross. Yeah. Oh. So my mom just showed up with some steaks.
A good sign.
Delicious steaks. We got some marinade, peppers, onions.
Do we have time then? Is that a good sign-off point, or is that a good?
Maybe that's a good place to end.
Or is that a good time to say?
It's about time to skim the mustache hairs out of the pool and eat some steaks.
And unclog the filter.
Or do we have marinade time? We might have marinade time. Is this like soccer where it's?
Yeah. She also got
extra time.
Baked potatoes. We're gonna do corn. Pasta salad she got.
What a great lady.
We could turn this into a Cooking with Beth segment if you want.
Actually, my mother is an amazing cook. I don't think
I hear
have
good things.
Did you say that to all the mothers? About all the mothers?
Yeah.
What?
Son of a...
Food related. For your mom.
She does make attractive meals.
She does. Yeah, and it's funny because growing up there was always, you know, there's seven people in our family. There's five kids, two adults, two dogs, whatever, so...
Still seven kids.
People,
seven
nine.
Kids? It's not seven kids in your family.
I said five kids. Seven people.
I'm
at any rate. Anyway, whatever the case, she was used to cooking large portions. Because most of our friends were always over. So now, I think
Don't look at me like that.
There's one kid. Yeah,
it was Landon.
Now there's one kid home, and she still makes the huge portions.
Nice.
So basically, she is wasting a lot.
Good stuff.
I just made my mother sound like a horrible person.
What an awful person your mother is.
Mom, I'm sorry to hear this.
She's probably listening.
She probably won't.
She's not a fan of the podcast. No. She doesn't care for us.
But yeah, a delicious meal will be awaiting us.
Fantastic. Yeah. Without any further ado.
We are out of booze in the kitchens.
Actually, we have that whole big bottle of Crown.
I meant at the pool, jackass.
The pool is out of booze.
We can get the dad and get my father down here, although he probably won't know what to do with himself. He's like, what is this? This goes through the
radio on the computer.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
We'll have your dad tweet us at twitter.com/PatandGator.
Does have a Twitter account. I'd imagine he doesn't.
Is it Big Guy?
I think it is. Big Jim. I think
Big
it's
Jim.
It
well done if he's the first Big Jim. You're not even the first Gator.
No. Don't even get me started on Gary later. I'll smack that guy in the face on the podcast later.
Wait, who is
somebody
this?
Somebody took twitter.com/Gator.
D-E-R.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know why it's stupid? Because his name is... That's what I thought. It's far more ridiculous.
Does he just tweet about baloney
all day long? His name is Gary Later. Do the math.
You've got to be kidding me.
Which is funny because my dad's name is Larry Gator, which would make sense to have the Gator thing. Or we should call him Later. We'll have twitter.com/Later. We'll put my dad on there and I'll just tweet this guy all day.
You can harass him.
Say, see how hilarious this name is?
You should get Glater and just say, hey, how about we trade?
It is a gorgeous day out, though.
Yeah.
Excellent day to come down by the pool.
Good day for a podcast.
Yeah. As the sun sets on the podcast.
we're going to go whack each other with pool noodles.
Really? I thought we were going to break into song.
Kumbaya.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Danny boy. I don't know why it'd be that song in particular.
It's a good song.
Yeah,
it's as good as any.
Yeah,
you know.
We could, what were we singing earlier in the pool?
Well, at this point, Sam Chase is already drowning out
Sam
all
Chase
of this.
Sam Chase is drowning us out at the moment. So
for... Pat and Gator, and Mr. Brennan Powers.
Thanks for having me.
Go fuck yourself. Happy.